And so we find in chapter 6 now, verse 1, and I shall begin reading here, "And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months." Again, I don't want to be irreverent, but it was like having a hot potato. One city had it, Gath, and they didn't want it. The idol of Dagon fell over. Just the stump of the idol is left there. And that's not a very satisfactory place to worship, just the stump of an idol. An idol's bad enough. Then we find that Gath sent it over to Ekron, and Ekron, they've got something on their hands, and they'd like to get rid of it. We are told now in verse 2, "And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, 'What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to its place.'" They said, "We'd like to get rid of it. We'd like to return it, but how shall we do it?" And they said, "If ye send away the ark of God of Israel, send it not empty." And so they were to send an offering. And they put on it that which speaks of the vileness of the worship of these people, the Philistines. Great many people wonder why God put them out of that land. It was His land. It was right on the crossroads of the world. And any people there would influence the people of the world. And God put them out because of the vileness of their worship. They had turned from Him, and they'd had an opportunity to turn to Him. Now, we're told here, they sent along here 5 golden emeralds, hemorrhoids, if you please, and 5 golden mice. Now, they send back with it these that are tokens of the vileness of their worship. And I'm not about to go into any detail on radio today relative to how vile both of these were. And so they send it back, and they did this in verse 11, "And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their hemorrhoids." My, how vile can you be? "And the kine," the cattle, "took the straight way to the path of Beth Shemesh." They took it to the border, and I imagine they put a lash on the back of the kine, and they sent it down the road back into the land of Israel. And we find that, verse 13, "They of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it." Well, what is it? Well, it's a box. That's all it ever was. But it was there in the holy place where God met the people. But He's not meeting them there now. They've turned from Him. And we're told in verse 14, "And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord." They wouldn't accept anything, you see, for themselves from the Philistines. Of course, they're to be commended for that. "And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was on it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on a great stone, and the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day." They saw that the ark was received back, and they were glad to get it off of their hands. Now, the very interesting thing is that these things that the people of Israel did now reveals again that they're still far from God. And God put a judgment upon the men of Beth Shemesh. Why? Let me read verse 18. "And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both the fenced cities of country villages, even under the great stone of Abel, whereunto they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua, the Beth Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,310 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, 'Who's able to stand before this holy Lord God? And whom shall he go up from us?' And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you." Now, when it returns back to Israel, they are having their problems with it. And they are doing that which God had strictly forbidden, that the ark was to be seen only by the high priest, and he entered only once a year. He put the cover down on it. Now, this is strict disobedience of these people to God. It's not that they looked in the ark and saw something. That's not the point. They are definitely disobeying God in a very definite way. And it reveals the fact, they say now that God brings judgment, they're superstitious. They said, "We want to get rid of the ark," and they sent up and said, "You come get it." In other words, Israel is not ready to receive the ark. The fact of the matter is, they want to transfer it up to Kirjath-Jearim because the people of Israel are not yet prepared to return to God. This is very important for us to see. They're not ready to turn to God at all.